future. We're talking real money.
Welcome once again, Talking Real Money Daily. I'm Don McDonald. Thanks for being there. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling people about the podcast. Thanks to those of you who call in once in a while or send in your questions at talkingrealmoney.com or you call us at 855-935-TALK 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're here for you. I'm here for you. Tom and I are here for you on the weekends. You can call us live, even if you can't hear the show. It doesn't matter where you are in the country. You can always call us live on Saturdays, unless we're preempted, on Saturdays between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, noon to 2 Pacific, when we do our live show in Seattle, which turns into a podcast later. Or you can call anytime, 855-935-TALK, and we'll take those questions and put them into the podcast or those that you send us through talkingrealmoney.com. Make sense? Cool. All right, today, finally, after an incredibly long period of time, an article is being published this weekend. Actually, it was published online today, and it'll be in the, I believe, the Sunday New York Times. I have been working with Ron Lieber, who is one of my favorite financial writers. It's just been an absolute thrill to work with him on a story he's doing, or he has done now, for the New York Times about a guest that we had on the show back in June, on I think it was late May, beginning of June. Jordan Goodman was on the show. And if you want to listen to that entire interview, all you need to do is go to talkingrealmoney.com, and right there in the hot links, the hot boxes, the hot buttons, there's a button that says Jordan Goodman interview. You can go listen to that if you didn't get to hear it. Well, you see, it turns out we interviewed Jordan about an alleged Ponzi scheme at the time. It is now an actual Ponzi scheme called Woodbridge Investments. And Woodbridge was a deal where they were promising high return, 6% or more, absolute safety. And it wasn't even a security. They didn't have to register with the Securities and Exchange Commission, or so they said. Well, it turns out it was actually a lot worse than just not registering with the SEC. It was a full-blown Ponzi scheme. And Robert Shapiro, who was the head of the company, admitted to it being a Ponzi scheme, and they've disgorged all their assets. But Jordan Goodman, who is a guy I've interviewed many, many times, you can go back, I think, I don't think you could find any of those old interviews because almost all of them were Business Radio Network, and that was before the internet. But I interviewed him a lot because he was a reporter. He was with Money Magazine. He'd written a lot of books. He was very, very well known. And then he no longer worked for Money. And I was always curious about how he was making money. Well, it turns out Jordan was making money by flogging terrible products. Just awful stuff. And one of those was Woodbridge, which turned out to be a Ponzi scheme. And from which Jordan earned more than $2 million just in finder's fees. The article is fascinating. It's worth a read. I'll have a link to it at talkingrealmoney.com after I get done with this. And if you have the New York Times, let me just pull it up here. I just pulled it up a little while ago. I need to find under my history. I should have just left it up knowing I was going to do this. New York Times. The article is called The Fall of America's Money Answers Man. From Time Incorporated to a Ponzi Scheme, The Journey of Jordan Goodman. It's a great piece. Ron Lieber's a terrific writer. It's a very long piece. And if you're wondering where I'm mentioned in it, it's way down at the bottom. the last five paragraphs or something. But when Jordan was on the show, Jordan denied it was a Ponzi scheme, of course, because he was intimately involved in it. Now it turns out he's involved in some other real estate deal that promises ridiculously high returns, and I'll get to that in a minute. But it turns out it actually was a Ponzi scheme. And on the show, he actually said that he would reimburse everyone if it turned out to be a Ponzi scheme. It was a great part of the interview. But he only volunteered to do that when the SEC came knocking and said, you're in big trouble. You better turn the money over. He said, okay, I'll give you the money. But the point of all this, and the point of that interview, and I hope the point of the article and the lesson that these things impart is this: stop wishing for something you can't have. Stop believing the lies. Let's give you an example. A gentleman I respected a lot. Back in the late 80s, I worked for a couple of years as a talk show host at KOA Radio in Denver. I was the weekend and evening guy and the guy who filled in. The daytime guy then, the morning drive guy, the guy with the huge, huge ratings, was a gentleman by the name of Mike Rosen. Mike Rosen was well respected in Denver. Mike was terrific. I thought he was a great interviewer. But Mike, like so many, fell for these slick, quote, experts, unquote, of which Jordan was one. Jordan was on his show all the time on these Money Monday shows that they did. And a lot of the money raised came from listeners to Mike Rosen's show in KOA, on KOA. As a matter of fact, in this article, Mike Rosen told Ron Lieber that he actually bought into the deal but got out before it fell apart. But get this, Mike Rosen also admitted that he got taken by Bernie Madoff. Why? Because like so many, Mr. Rosen and others believe they're special people entitled to special investments. And folks, there are no special investments. There is no high return with no risk. But there are plenty of people who will tell you there is. And you mustn't listen. You must not listen. They are out to take you, no matter how convincing they might sound. You cannot get 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12% safely. As a matter of fact, anybody who claims you can make anything more than 7% without a great deal of potential risk and volatility is lying to you. You can't have what you want. You can't have what you want. I can't say it enough. You are responsible for the terrible behavior of these people in part because you let them rip you off. Please, I'm begging. Share this with a friend. Share this article with a friend. Share the Jordan Goodman interview with a friend. Please, please help me help you and others help themselves and stop getting ripped off by getting it out of your system. You can't have high returns with no risk. Please stop it. Please, please, please. 855-935-TALK is the number. Call me before you get into something, please. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'll answer your question as honestly as I possibly can with as much information as I can possibly gather on one of the future podcasts. I promise I will not tell you to do anything that I don't fervently believe is in your best interest. I'm pounding on the desk. 855-935-TALK. And now we have a follow-up on a previous call.
Hey, guys, this is Craig. You were nice enough to answer my questions about my investment in Roth funds and my employee stock purchase plan. And in listening to my question on the air, I realized I was unclear, so I wanted to do a quick follow-up. My Roth funds are all well diversified, no single stocks. My question about the employee stock purchase plan is I get a 10% discount right up front, and you had said if there's a good match, it's not a bad idea. I'm assuming you may mean a discount, or there may be some companies that do a match. But so I get a 10% discount up front, and like I said, right now I'm spending about $20,000 a year in employee stock purchase plan. It's Microsoft, so it's been pretty stable. I bought a lot of it at $26 a share when I came on as a signing bonus and was able to sell it at $112. But my question is, with employee stock purchase plan, even with the 10% discount, would you recommend going with that, cashing it out after a year if it's advantageous, as I've been doing? Because part of my yearly bonus is employee stock, so it just continues to build, and I've got about $100,000 unvested right now that will continue to be vested quarterly over a five-year period. So is the employee stock purchase plan a good way to go, even though it's a single stock with a 10% discount, or would that 20 grand be better off just in a diversified portfolio of non-retirement investment with a fee-only advisor? Right now, my funds are, or my 401k and Roth are about 80-20 split on stocks and bonds. So anyway, hopefully that provides some clarity. I know a lot of people I work with have a lot of questions about ESPP, and opinions really do vary. So anything you guys have would be incredibly helpful. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for stopping back in. Well, that does clear up some things. And I should have said on it, I'm always mixing up the 401ks where you get matching and the employee stock purchase plans where you get discounts. And so I meant to say, if you get a discount, if they give you a built-in profit, take the built-in profit. So that makes my advice, take the built-in profit. Absolutely. I mean, I don't want you to hold Microsoft for a long period of time. I don't want you to have 5 or 10 or 20% of your portfolio in Microsoft. I think that's a big mistake. As well as Microsoft is doing today, that could change. You know it has in the past, and it could again. I mean, look at Apple. Apple was a big, big moneymaker, nearly went broke. It can happen, and it can happen before you do anything about it. So please, since you've got other money that you're getting from, or other shares that you're getting from Microsoft that are not vested, you have already a sizable portion of your net worth tied up in Microsoft. So please, as soon as you are able, and it makes any semblance of tax sense, and I got to tell you, even if it didn't make much tax sense, if you've got a built-in 10% return, pay the tax. Really? Okay, so it's only 7 now. It's still free money. So I would sell it, do what you're doing, keep using that money to fund other investments, whether it's a Roth IRA or outside of a Roth IRA, to keep the massive diversification. That, to me, is far more important long-term than the discount. But if you keep that discount short-term, I'm all for taking free money. I'm a big fan of, and there is such a thing as free money. Your company will give you money. They'll give you money in matching into your 401k. They'll give you money as a discount in their stock. But don't get greedy. Don't get greedy. Accept the 10. Or even, you know, the stock goes down 5 or 6. And do not put yourself in a position where a company failing or a couple of companies failing can destroy your financial life, because it has in the past. And I guarantee you it will again for somebody somewhere. And also bear in mind that not only are your financial assets overweighted in one company, but you are a huge investment in your company. If your company goes broke, you not only lose the value of your investments, but you lose your livelihood for at least a period of time. So you already have a major investment of you, of your capital, your physical capital, your mental capital in your firm. Don't overweight in any one business. Again, the number is 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And as I mentioned on yesterday's podcast, I know it's that time of year when you're pulling out those statements and you go, oh my gosh, look at all these papers from all these different accounts. This makes me crazy. What do I even own? What are my asset allocations like? How much did I pay for all this? Oh my goodness, I don't know what to do. Well, we do a thing that I created many, many years ago called My Future Blueprint. It's a printed document that tells you where you are today, where you probably ought to be invested based on what we have researched, and how much you're paying, and a action plan going forward. And it's cheap, really. It's cheap at $200 because we spend hours on these things and they're done by hand. But because you're listening to the podcast, because it's tax time, for a limited time, you can get the blueprint, My Future Blueprint, for $99 at myfutureblueprint.com. Actually, it's $99 and change because it's a half off thing. So it's a 50% off coupon. It's less than $100. So go to myfutureblueprint.com, all one word, myfutureblueprint.com. Put in the discount code DAILY, all one word. well, of course, it's one word. Daily, it's a word. And you'll get that half off of My Future Blueprint at MyFutureBlueprint.com. There's the big ad. And you'll really like what you get. And you get some time with an advisor, and they're going to help you figure out what you're doing. And you'll never get any high-pressure sales pitch. Promise. Call me and yell at me if you ever do. And then I'll yell at the advisor who did that. Again, the number to call the show, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Go to Talking Real Money for the link to the Jordan Goodman interview and for the link to the Ron Lieber piece in the New York Times. Have a great weekend or whatever time you have after listening to this. And thanks for listening, and tell a friend and subscribe to the show. And I think I've covered everything. Oh, and thanks for listening. I'm Don McDonald.
That the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.